This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under your mighty hand today. Tonight, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. And we're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore. Now, precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Have your way within this place, this day, in Jesus' name. Or we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And we're also going to be looking at the book of Proverbs 19, verse 21. And Jeremiah 29, verse, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. Hallelujah, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. In Proverbs 19, verse 21, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy, findeth grace, findeth life, righteousness, and honor. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about you were made on purpose for a purpose. God made you on purpose for a purpose. Oh, yes, he has. What a blessing to know that the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that sits high but look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are thankful tonight and grateful because he seemed fit that we're still here in the land of the living. And that in itself is a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, God has a purpose for every person here on planet Earth. Child of God, first of all, you are made in God's image. Here, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps, hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint these little clay users, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look back in the book of Genesis, all about concerning days of creation. First of all, we have to understand that as born again, as human beings, we all were made in God's image. You see, on the sixth day, the final day of creation, God created man in his image. God said when he made man that mankind was his crowning achievement. God made this universe. He made the animals, the birds and the trees, the flowers, and everything as far as we can see and beyond what we can imagine. Yet man is the only one that was made in God's image. That's my brothers and sisters in Christ, believers of Christ. When we were made in the image of God, it means that God gave us the ability to be able to communicate with him. Oh, what a privilege. It is not given to the stars, as astrology teaches, and that privilege was not given to the earth, as New Age philosophies teaches. That privilege is only given by God, because we are created on purpose, for purpose, for God. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the ability to be able to communicate with the God of this universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, because we are made in God's image. That's why God can make him. He made us in his image. In his likeness, we were made in God's image on purpose, for purpose. God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, before I formed thee in the wombs, in our mother's womb, I knew thee. God made us in his image, and he made us on purpose, for purpose. God made us in his image by a purpose. So as believers in Christ, God calls every believer to full-time service. Serving God is not a part-time occupation. No, it is a 24-hour. It is a 24-hour. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, occupation. You see, the Apostle Paul says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Believer in Christ, God will give you the gifts that are necessary to do the work he has called. He have called you to do. So as a child of God, if you do not fulfill the purpose for which you were created for, you will not have fulfilled in your heart in life. You will not have fulfilled it in your heart in life. So people of God, proper priority in life comes from knowing our purpose and doing it. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yes, beloved, if you know the plan, You can set a direct course before you. You can begin, and the plan will determine your priority. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. Child of God, if you know the plan that God has for you, you can set a direct course before you on a daily basis and begin the plan, which will determine your priority. Beloved of Christ, it is important not only for us to know what God has saved us from, but also to know what he has saved us for. Yes, at times we get a little bit distracted. We get a little bit discouraged because life may throw us curveballs. It may be hard. It may be not knowing what your next step would be. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. According to Hebrews 11:6, everything we get from God is by faith. By faith, we believe him. By faith, we trust him. By faith, we go forward of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us. So my brothers and sisters, in Christ, it is an opportunity, a privilege to know that God works in our behalf. He's steady working on both ends. We are the clay. He is the potter. He's shaping and molding us into the vessel that he wants us to be. God made us on purpose, for his purpose. So as a believer in Christ, the day you place your trust, your faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave you something to do. Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, beloved, God wants. He wants you. He wants to restore you. He wants to. And he wants also, hallelujah, to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That's the type of God that we serve. The type of God that we serve, he loves us. He wants to make us, mold us into the vessel that he wants us to be. Here we see in the Word of God in Psalms 139:1-10, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou know when I sit down and when I rise up, and you discern my thoughts from afar. You search up my path and my lying down with all my work, my ways, even before a word is on my tongue. Behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your head upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is higher. I cannot obtain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Yes, beloved, God made us on purpose for a purpose. Beloved, what you think of God in 2021 will determine how you see yourself and your purpose. As a child of God, if you see yourself as created by God, then you will want to become more and more Christ-like. You see, God knows all about you, and he knows your character. He knows your conduct. God sees you, and God sees. He sees through you. Nothing is hid. God not only knows you, he also knew you before anyone else here on earth ever thought of you. God knows all about your conduct. He knows that thing you thought about and that deed you have done. So, beloved, God sees us from above, and he sees all. He hears all, and he knows all. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God marks his path, but he looks low. He's always looking, and the angels are always looking. God hears every word that comes out of your mouth. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 36, it says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." As the Bible says, there will come a day when all will stand before God and give an account for everything that we said and did while we was here on planet Earth. So people of God, we have to agree that we all have said some things we dare not repeat, and we need to act for forgiveness, because God hears every word, and he hears every prayer. Bible says, "Must not have any heart in our heart towards our brother or sister. If we do, we should go to them and ask for forgiveness. And if they don't want to hear, take someone with us. Because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word is established. But we must do our part in accordance with God's will for our lives." Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams." Our heart desire should be to please God in all areas of our lives. Our heart desire should be to be an effective doer of God's word. Not just to hear the word, but to do the word of God on a daily basis. So as a believer, a follower of Christ, this should bring you great comfort and joy that God hears when we pray. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, hallelujah, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't lose heart. Don't lose heart, but to pray, because prayer is our communication to God. It's our pipeline on a spiritual level to talk to God as well as God speak back to us. For us to go in our prayer closet and don't let distraction or anything or anyone stop you from having that time of devotion. Read God's word. Study his word. Show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are here tonight studying God's word, knowing this, that God has created us on purpose, for a purpose, knowing that God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He's everywhere. At the same time, the God that we serve, we are reminded in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11, where it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Oh, what a blessing. Even though we're in this pandemic, even though we are still doing things contrary to the word of God, that God is a forgiving God. He's a God of love, but he also is a God of wrath. Bible says, if we fall short of the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus in our lives, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bible says, here that the word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing, to pray when things are going good, to pray when things are going not so good, but to pray on a daily basis, to go in our prayer closet and get before God and have a little talk with Jesus, telling him all about every situation, circumstances that come up in our lives. So, beloved, God has a purpose for everyone here on planet Earth. He has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. But all of us have to remember that we're all made in God's image. We have to remember that we're in the palm of his hand as a born-again believer. We're not alone anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. We've been drafted into the beloved family of God. God has not rejected us. He has accepted us as born-again believers into the beloved family of God. He has placed us in a position after Jesus rose from the dead and he ascended on high after giving his apostles, his disciples, their marching orders. He told them to go tarry at Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Holy Ghost to come forth. And when the Holy Ghost came, they were filled with the Spirit of God, and they were able to go out beyond the four walls of the building into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we as Christians, even now in 2021, we are commissioned to go out on the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, we may be in a different era. We may be in trying times. But the same God that moved for the New Testament church in the book of Acts is the same God that is willing, ready, and able to move for his people in 2021. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the privilege that God has given us as his children, he has given to man as well as women. We are created on purpose, for a purpose. We are created to be God's mouthpiece, his hands and feet, to go before the people and let them know that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. No one come to the Father but by him. So believe in Christ. Remember this, that God has called every believer to full-time service, because serving God, again, is not a part-time occupation. It is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year occupation. Yes, that's the type of God that we serve. God made us in his image on purpose.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life,
you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
But God is everywhere, not just in a church building. as a born-again believer of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord comes to dwell. God is a God of the heart. He resides in our heart. So, beloved, in you, one day, we all will die. But if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will wake up in the judgment of facing the very God that you rejected. But if you die with Christ in your life, you will wake to see your Savior's face, face to face, and in the joy of his presence. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the Father. So, beloved, this thing cannot hide you from God. Because God made you on purpose, for a purpose. Yes? Beloved, Bible says, God has a wonderful purpose for us. He created you as his workmanship. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. As believers in Christ, there is no sin that God cannot forgive, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no prayer he cannot answer. He answers according to his will and his purpose, according to his time. There is no soul God cannot save, and there is no problem God cannot solve. There's a type of God that we serve. He's all-knowing. He changes not. He's God all by himself. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God has me as his child constantly in his heart, in the palm of his hand. So how precious are your thoughts to me, O God? The sum of God's thoughts towards me numbers more than the sand. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are always on God's mind. Bible says in the book of Psalms, 84, verse 11, it says, for the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold for them from them that walk uprightly. Our heart desire should be to please God, where our video is lining up with our audio, where our life is a testimony to those all around us. Remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We may be the only Bible that people will read. So let your life be an open book. Be transparent to when people can see the God in you, in your life. That's why we can't live just any kind of way. We have to live a life that is acceptable in God's eyesight. So, beloved, remember this, that God is your light, and he shows the way. God is your shield, and he protects you. God wants to bless you, and he withholds nothing from you. But we must walk in obedience to what God wants. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Oh yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need a good God. We need a God that is able, ready and willing to bless us in all areas of our lives. God wants to save us from other destruction, from hell, and from our own ways. Remember what I said earlier. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death or the way of destruction. Yes, child of God, God loves you, and he created you on purpose, with purpose in mind. Remember, you were made on purpose, for a purpose. So, beloved, if you don't fulfill the purpose here on earth, which you was created for, you will not have total fulfillment in your heart and in your life. Yes, you have been chosen for such a time as this, for a purpose and on purpose. Child of God, while you are here on planet Earth, you have been placed here for a specific purpose to be achieved. We don't have the same purpose as human beings, because God have created every one of us distinctly and special. So therefore, our grace and our talents are different. However, no matter what our individual purpose is, we still share three common ones, which are to love God and to serve God and love others, other people, as ourselves. You are born with a purpose in mind, so live up to it. Don't deny your purpose. Do it. Do it with vigor. Do it with excitement, because God has trusted you with a work to do here on earth. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God made you on purpose, for, so beloved, God have carefully and individually made each of us intentionally for his purpose. As people of God, God's desire for us is that we gain divine nature, which is eternal life. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we are to overcome all sins, and in that process, to build up the body of Christ of believers, the church, which will be to God's glory, born on earth and for all eternity. This is the very reason that God formed us so fearfully and wonderfully made. Bible says in 2 Peter 1 verse 10 and 11, it says, wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an interest shall be supplied unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So tell God, what are your priorities in life in 2021? Beloved, make eternal things priority. Remember, every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. God is good, and he worthy to be praised. So let us, as his children, as people of God, let us make eternal things priority in 2021. Child of God, the only thing that matters are those that have eternal significance. Believer of Christ, get in your name in the history book. It doesn't matter if you fail to get your name in the book of life. In heaven, get in wealth while here on earth. It doesn't matter if you lose all rewards in heaven. Bible says in Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You are created on purpose, for a purpose. Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added unto you. Always remember, as a child of God, live with eternity in mind. Be not moved by what you see, but be led by the Holy Spirit. Set your mind on things above and not beneath. Not on earthly things, which are here temporary. Yes, this world as we know it is decaying at a rapid pace, is full of wickedness, and is dark. Yes, it is. We know that time is wrapping up, quicker than we expected. God knows what he's doing. He is waiting. He is giving man, women, boy and girl, an opportunity to get right with him. Here we notice that in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 42, the eighth clause of the verse says, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, made his relationship with his Father a priority, and also prayer had become a priority for him. He is our set example. He has set the bar for us. And we as followers of Christ, we need to follow the example that he has set for us. As the Bible says, for us to obey. To obey is better than sacrifice and the hearken than the fat of ram, according to 1 Samuel 15:22, where in Luke verse 42, the eighth clause of the verse says, and when it was day, he, Jesus, he departed and went into a deserted place, a secluded place. You see, Jesus knew that he would be worthless to people if he was not in constant fellowship with God the Father. Jesus also knew that he could not serve the people if he was not filled up by God. That's why it's so important for us to be led by the Holy Spirit and to be filled with the Spirit of God, who will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on how to walk the talk, and the talk, and our talk line up with our walk for Christ. So believe in Christ, like Jesus. We need to be re-energized so that the number one priority in our life is to have a constant relationship with God, our Father, the one that sits high and look low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. It also is imperative a lot of times communicating with God. We know him by reading the Bible and by prayer. That's why the Bible says to study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Have a set time, set aside during your daily routine, your daily schedule, to read the word of God. Not only to glance across the scriptures, but to read the word, to let it meditate, then meditate on the word of God. Let it sink from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to bring revelation knowledge to you. God desires to communicate with you on a daily basis. God desires to fellowship with his creation. So beloved, all relationship development depends on communication. As a child of God, be always mindful of this, that God speaks to you through his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. He speaks to you through prayer. Reading God's word and praying is essential for success in a believer of God's life. Yes, beloved, again, the word of God says in 1 Thessalonians, verse 17, to pray without ceasing, not always audibly, but to have God on your mind and in your heart. For us to pray the scriptures, because the word of God doesn't change. The word of God brings forth strength. The word of God brings forth wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So when you pray that way, it will put our ongoing fellowship with God front and center in our lives. So remember, child of God, you were created for purpose and purpose. As a believer in Christ, making God a priority means giving him lots of time. Beloved, you can determine what your priority is by how much time you spend on it. When God is a priority for you, you will spend a lot of time with him, his word, and in prayer. We just hope and pray that something that was said through the message tonight, through the teaching, that it will give you encouragement for this week's journey. We just hope and pray that if there's one, or that maybe someone needs to sound my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is a time to get right with God. This is a time to get to come to him just the way you are, tore up on the floor. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repent of your sin. Come to him. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because tomorrow is never promised to you, to me, or anyone. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can write us at WTB, Lisa M. Kimo, at Philbox 12864, Boston, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can write us at WM Lisa Kimo at P.O. Box 92864, Boston, Louisiana, 70509. God willing, Jesus Terry, we'll meet again on Friday. Pray for us as we pray for you. God bless and have a blessed, safe night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless.